This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a pivotal ruling just now, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that employers cannot discriminate against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans people. That had been illegal in some states and under some local laws, but not until now nationally. This is about whether the landmark 1964 law governing discrimination on the basis of race, religion, and national origin also applies to sexual orientation. In a 6-3 ruling today, the High Court says that discrimination on the job is not allowed. Jillian Thomas is senior staff attorney at the ACLU's Women's Rights Project.
Today's ruling is consolidated cases dealing with both sexual orientation and gender identity. Gerald Bostock and Don Zarda both had cases that came up through the courts challenging their terminations because they were both gay men. And then Amy Stevens, her case came up through the courts challenging her firing once she transitioned to being a woman at work. So the cases are of dual importance. It's both sexual orientation and gender identity that have been found to be encompassed within Title VII's protection from sex discrimination.